This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Shareholders, I mean, you have these arguments, David Ignatius, and have had these arguments for some time. Remember Reagan and the Russian grain embargo, and whether lifting it would help or not. The neocons took it out on Reagan the early 1980s for that. But let's talk about Tillerson. You had said before some concerns about somebody coming from the business as Secretary of State. What do you think? What do you think that brings in a positive sense, and what problems, what concerns would you have about having a top CEO in that position?
Tillerson brings a businessman's, business executive's, a tough sense of negotiation of the world. A lot of what a Secretary of State does is different than that. It's representational, it's touring the world, it's often sitting down with people who you wouldn't want to make deals with, but representing the United States. It involves a different kind of negotiation. I'm not sure that President-elect Trump understands that. His idea of the art of the deal here seems more just got us. Let's go hard all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Tillerson has the issue of his history with Russia that he's got to explain to the Senate committee that's going to review his nomination. Explain why he doesn't come to the table with preset ideas about removing sanctions. It's really important. These sanctions were applied in a bipartisan basis after the Russian invasion of Ukraine. That's key for him to establish confidence. We talked earlier, he needs to tell Israelis, yes, I'm very close to the Gulf Arabs, but that doesn't mean I'm not going to be sympathetic to Israel. He's got to speak to Europe, which is very anxious, going through a period of real transition and difficulty. I'm an American Secretary of State who can reach out to you. And then finally, we haven't talked about China, but we have incipient crisis in our relations with China. In some ways, it's the most important thing the next Secretary of State will do is get that policy right, and we need to hear from Tillerson about that.
I think one of the things, Harold, that
let me ask you about that, those selections that Donald Trump has made to his they go through, those that go through the Senate, you supported the so-called nuclear option, which means those nominations cannot be blocked by a filibuster. Do you regret having supported the nuclear option?
No, I don't. But we did that because Republicans were denying, obstructing President Obama in every way, making it impossible to appoint the federal judges, district judges, and really paralyzing the judiciary branch. Many people there were not just getting the hearings they needed. We had to move forward. But right now, what concerns me very much is it looks like we have a cabinet of billionaires. I guess they have a few poor millionaires on it, but mostly it's billionaires. And this is coming from a candidate for president, Mr. Trump, who told us he was going to take on the establishment. Well, maybe I'm not seeing something here, but you don't appoint the head of Exxon Mobil to be Secretary of State. That's not quite taking on the establishment. You don't appoint the cabinet of billionaires to be taking on the establishment. So we will see how the hearings proceed. But I think there are a lot of very important questions that have to be asked of these nominees.
But without the filibuster, there's really not much Democrats can do in the Senate.
Well, I think we can expose if somebody comes forward who tells us that climate change is not real and wants to be head of the EPA, well, we can bring in all of the scientific evidence all over this world to contradict that person and let the American people make a decision. And if we have somebody who thinks that we should cut Medicare, cut Social Security for disabled veterans, trust me, there will be a lot of very sharp questions for that.
warning. If you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Well, hello, America. Bill Martinez here with you. How you doing? Good to have you along with us. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bob Bupre with us right now, political analyst, former congressman, chairman of the Colorado Republican Party, dairy farmer, banker, real estate developer, and just an all-around great guy. And it's always good to have Robert with us. Robert, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. I hope you are, Bill.
Hey, I'm doing great. I'm like the rest of the country, or I will say most of the country, that is very optimistic with the results of this last election as we continue to move forward in spite of, you know, people wanting to throw in, you know, a recount for heaven knows why. But I guess heaven does know, and maybe most of us know, but, you know, it's like, what a waste of time, and why do we want to be distracted when we've already been distracted for the last 8 years, and our country, needs to be focused on, you know, getting things and getting the engine of our economy and the engines of our prosperity back and running.
Well, amen to that. This recount isn't about the election. It's about building a fundraising database, getting names and contact information from these donors that are sending them in checks.
Yes.
It's pure nonsense. Takes up a lot of time, a lot of effort, and it's pretty transparent what it's about. You use the word optimism, Bill, and boy, do I sense that, and count me among the people. I'll confess, I went into election day thinking this is probably not going to be much fun, and she, God help us, might be our next president, and you know, not just the fact that she didn't win and he did, but I think the way they're going about this transition, the people they're selecting, the messages they're sending, I think there is, you know, even among some people who didn't support Trump, I think there's a sense of at least cautious optimism, and a lot of folks are just flat out euphoric. So you can tell it's even the stock market's pretty happy about it.
Well, look at the world, Bob. I mean, you know, the Democrats, our president, in much the same way. I mean, it's kind of, you know, talk about getting neutralized. I mean, he got neutralized. He goes over to England. He is, you know, against Brexit. He didn't understand the heartbeat there, and he's trying to, you know, act like the grand professor from the United States, and he was going to tell the people in England how they should vote. And they pretty much just said, look, wrong gospel, wrong church. We'll see you. And, you know, and he does the same thing again as he's exiting stage left out into the sunset.
Yeah, and I'm afraid he'll keep trying to deliver the gospel according to Barack.
Yeah.
After he's out of office, I've had quite enough of him. I know my wife has had quite enough of him. Whenever he comes on, or almost anything about him comes on, she hits the mute button right away. Mm.
Well, you know, and I don't blame their wife, Bob. I mean, you know, it's hard for me to look at the president of the United States who's flat out lied to. I mean, lied. I mean, when was the last time? I mean, outside of the political rhetoric and bravado that can fly out there, when was the last time that you could identify president of the United States as one who lies to you. And this one has lied to us repeatedly. So I don't blame people for wanting to turn him off. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, Susan Rice, you and I talked about this before after Benghazi, when she came out and took one for the team and put out this narrative. I mean, she's been reduced to a kumquat at this point. I mean, you know, and nobody wants to really listen to her. And it's unfortunate because, I mean, you got to give her her due to be, you know, in the position that she's in. She's not an idiot, but unfortunately, as far as the public is concerned, she has no credibility, and I don't want to see her.
No, and I think you're right. She's done. I don't even know where they're keeping her these days. Mm. But you hit on the one that really sticks in my craw. We now know there's still some things we'd like to know about Benghazi, but we certainly know that when she went on that Sunday lying spree on Sunday talk show after talk show and said it was the video, Hillary said it was the video, the president said it was the video, they knew that that wasn't true and that they were spinning a yarn. And yet they played us, I guess, all for a bunch of dummies. And thought that somehow they could get away with it. Well, not so much. And I think that, coupled with, you know, all the other lies and scandals and corruption, people finally said, you know, I may not be completely comfortable with Donald Trump, but I know I'm not comfortable with four more years of Barack Obama personified by Hillary Clinton. And some, count me among them, thought that Hillary Clinton could, if it's even imaginable and possible, be worse than Barack Obama. I think she could have been, and I'm glad, very glad that the American people rejected that.
Well, as you say, what Donald Trump has done, you know, I mean, what do we got? About 50 days left before he takes over the Oval Office. And he is nonstop. I mean, here's a guy who's been noted to, you know, live off of 3-4 hours of sleep. And the rest of the team, you know, they're breathing heavy trying to keep up with him.
Yeah, I think about my friend Mike Pence often, and I wonder how Mike's stamina is holding up.
Right.
This guy does seem to be absolutely tireless.
Mm-hmm.
And the way they have been going through, you know, some say it looks like chaos inside the tent at the transition. Well, it's a very complex process of lots of moving parts, lots of things to consider, and lots of things to get done in a very short period of time. But the picks they've made,
they're impressive. Yes.
Oh, boy. If Donald Trump didn't impress you in his own right, the cabinet he's putting together sure should. There's no doubt that this is a group of conservatives. No doubt that they want to roll up their sleeves and get things done on day one. No doubt that this is a team that America ought to feel optimistic about. And I think that's why there is this sense of optimism that is palpable out there in America.
It speaks to the depth of the party, Bob. I mean, I go back to day one. You know, you got 17 people on stage vying for the number one office on the planet. And look at what the Republicans and conservatives put up for the American public to choose from versus what the Democrats put up. It pales in significance by comparison, doesn't it?
Amen. And now, if you want to underscore the point you just made, the Democrats in the House yesterday elect that same leadership to somehow dig them out of the hole. That leadership. All of them, I think, are 76 or 77 years old.
Yes, exactly. Right.
Same old. And, you know, I'm getting old enough to where I don't necessarily have anything against people with experience and a little long in the tooth, but these are the people that have been around for a decade or more, including Nancy Pelosi. And you look at the Republican House, and they're all one side or the other of 50 years old.
Right.
It's a dramatic difference. They've got, obviously, no depth on their bench. And the Republicans are bringing along, they've got a lot of experience, but they've got a whole lot of people that are the next generation.
Without a doubt. And Bob, I mean, you know, to your point here regarding the selection, I say, of Nancy Pelosi, you got a third of the Democratic caucus that said, hey, look, we're not for her. And this is in spite of, you know, what I believe her strength was. Boy, a lot of those people are in office because of her, because she is the money-raising queen of the Democratic Party, isn't she?
that's the lever she always pulled. Right. She could raise a lot of money and help them keep their job. And you know, when the leader helps you keep your job, you tend to be loyal to the leader. You figured it out exactly.
Exactly. Well, we got to go to break. More from Bob Boupre on the other side.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Are you living your passion? Are you pumped to go to work because you get to talk about or work with or do the things that interest you the most? Is working, playing, and relaxing one and the same? As long as you're working for someone else, you'll never be living entirely true to yourself and your passion. I'm Pharmacist Keith. Let me show you how you can work around your current schedule, create the extra income so you can live your passion. Visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com. radio.recordedvideo.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Bill Martinez live.
You'll shoot your eye out, kid. Merry Christmas. Ho, ho, ho.
Wow. What's this?
This is the North Pole.
No, it's not.
The
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not. Where's the snow?
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Yeah, I tell you, we are getting snow now, too. You see, you asked for it. You got to be careful. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here with you. And I'm in a place where it doesn't snow that often. In fact, they're still having a hard time here with water. They can't quite figure that out, Bob Bupre. I'm on the west side in California. Well, I'll tell you, it is... all I can do is laugh. I just wonder, you know, what they're doing here. This is what happens when you have a one-party state. You got a one-party state here on the west, and you got one in New York. And what else do you need to know, right?
Hey, amen. You know, the problem with the two coasts, being a farm and ranch guy, I noticed with interest that Jerry Brown has signed into law some regulation to address cow flatulence.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, really?
They're losing jobs. Their economy's in the tank. God. And let's study cow flatulence.
Yeah. Talk about nonsense. But unfortunately, that virus that is still infected your California. Mm-hmm. We've got enough of it in Colorado, and it's spreading.
Well, that's the one thing about cow flatulence, it does spread. It can't stay contained, you know.
It's, maybe that's,
I think I learned that called osmosis or something, right?
What can you do? Methane is just wafting over the mountains, yeah.
Well, Bob, as we were talking about earlier, gosh, there's so many things to be encouraged about with this new administration. This is what galls me with some of this reporting that goes on. They just want to, you know, I say put a stick in the spokes of this administration as it's trying to roll down the hill, gain momentum. You know, Donald Trump has rolled up his sleeves and taken it seriously. And look at the people that he's selected, you know, so far. I mean, if that doesn't impress you, I mean, it is clear that he is serious about doing the people's business. I mean, not to mention what happened with the announcement yesterday of Carrier. And it so cracks me up. You know, the pundits yesterday were saying, well, I don't know if you caught this. Well, they had this all teed up. They were ready. This was, you know, this was an easy thing for him to do. Are you kidding me?
No, it's not easy to turn a decision as big as Carrier made, turn it around and save 1,000 jobs. It is a big deal, and it's tangible, and it's evidence that these guys are serious about doing what they said they would do, even before they get into office. So it's very substantive. I've been enormously impressed, certainly with the announcements that they have made. But just the parade of talent that keeps jumping through the doors there at Trump Tower, it's pretty awesome. It speaks to the depth of the conservative bench, and it speaks to the reach of Donald Trump. You know, bringing in some of his business associates like Mnuchin for Treasury. It seems like a heck of a choice. Ross for Commerce seems like a great choice. Betsy DeVos,
yes,
I thought was an unexpected, I guess, most out of the park home run.
Exactly. I mean, you look at her background and her involvement with something that is key to education. Donald Trump said he was going to focus on this, and he's got somebody, I believe, who is a superstar. And you wonder, you go, well, where's Betsy DeVos been all this time?
You bet. She is fabulous. Got to know her just a tiny bit. I was state chairman at the same time she was state chairman in Michigan, and have so kind of followed the DeVos career. Mm-hmm. She and her husband Dick have just done marvelous work, philanthropic work as well as big successes, of course, in business. But she particularly very devoted to parents and school choice, charter schools. She wants to give kids a chance to get a decent education. How do you argue with that?
Yeah, how novel is that these days, right?
Yeah.
You got Nikki Haley. Were you surprised with the Nikki Haley deal? I mean, you know, here she was. She didn't support. She wasn't a Trump supporter. But she was one of the early picks. And I was a little surprised with that one, too, because, you know, she's giving up her governorship. But this gives her broader credentials on a foreign policy foothold, doesn't it?
Well, it's certainly good for Nikki Haley and whatever career she wants to have. She's young enough to have a considerable career yet. Mm-hmm. But, I didn't see the U.N. ambassador coming for Nikki. She undoubtedly has the skills necessary to slip into that job and I think do it very well. Another case in point, where she just seems to have all the right character and personality skills, the right demeanor, speaks well. She is a deal maker. She seems to find the right spot and then gets there and takes people along with her. So I've been enormously impressed with the picks. My friend Tom Price is another one. I was just euphoric when they announced that Tom was going to be heading the Health and Human Services Department. And of course, in his hands will be the repeal and replacement of Obamacare.
Yeah, he's one of the few in Congress that actually read the Affordable Care Act. Read it
and understood what it said.
Well, I think the fact that you read it, you can't understand it. I keep telling people every time I started to read it, I'd get brain bruised. My head was about ready to fall off. I mean, there were so many counterpoints. You go, what the heck are they telling me? I mean, this is like, you know, attorney language. You know, they just get, I don't know, so arrogant and lofty with their, it's like, you know, forget it. I mean, I had several nuns that would have slapped them with a ruler for some of the suggested sentences they put out.
You and me both.
I'm just saying, you know.
You and me both. Well, one of the biggest problems with Obamacare. Is that it did give so much power to the bureaucracy to draft the rules, and that the Obama administration has been glad to do. Tom, I got to know Tom. He came into Congress when I was there. We quickly became good friends because we had some common interests, and he and I worked on a piece of legislation back then. This was in 05 and 06 that we introduced that would have block granted the federal health care funds back to the states, you know, with some standards that they had to meet, but basically let them be the laboratories, the incubators of the good ideas, and figure out how to deliver, in this case, health care to their people in the best way. Tom has continued, after I left, Tom's continued to introduce that legislation year after year, so I know where his head and his heart both are. He is a thinker. He isn't just a guy who says, throw it all out. You know, it's easy to say we ought to repeal Obamacare, but then what? Right. Tom has had the then what answer for a long, long time. It doesn't hurt a bit, in addition to being smart and being very, very goal-oriented, that he's also a doctor. I thought it was just a super pick, and you saw the reaction on the Hill. From his colleagues, that they likewise thought it was a great pick, with the exception of Chuck Schumer.
Yes, well,
the further confirmation that Tom Price is the right guy.
Exactly, yeah, he is a walking exception. There's no doubt about it. You know, the president-elect has surrounded himself with billionaires. And some have critiqued that, and I think that's a positive thing. I mean, look what he's doing with Wilbur Ross. I mean, he's sending out a clear message. You know, I say if you want to be successful, do what successful people did. I mean, they maligned Mitt Romney, and I said, who in this country that, you know, wouldn't want to have the portfolio that Mitt Romney has? I mean, he did it legitimately, straight up followed the rules. So what's the problem? In spite of what that knucklehead Harry Reid had to say in lying about him in the well of the Senate, which I thought that in and of itself, deserved a censure of some sort, Bob.
It's remarkable we live in an era where success somehow has become a four-letter word, a bad thing. That's pure nonsense. It's anti-American.
It really is when you consider that has been the DNA of the development of this country, is why we're so generous. And even those in the middle class that, you know, aren't billionaires and that give so freely. I mean, here we just had Giving Tuesday on Tuesday, and the money that was raised, again, it wasn't just from billionaires. It was from everyday people who are so grateful, and they're so optimistic about what it lies on the horizon, what we see coming along to make America great once again. Again, we're, I'd say, very optimistic and very excited, Bob Beaupre. Thank you so much for being with us, always.
This report is brought to you by Jive Software. Technology has come a long way in 30 years. When Marty McFly stepped out of his time machine in Back to the Future 2, things like video conferencing, hoverboards, and personal drones were viewed as futuristic fantasies. John Schneider of Jive Software explains.
Artificial intelligence in the workplace isn't science fiction anymore. It's a reality, and we foresee some big AI trends in 2017. Machine learning will only get better at combing through the projected 44 zettabytes of data in the digital universe in order to make relevant recommendations. Predictive analytics will also play a vital role in decision-making, allowing executives more time to focus on strategy and innovation.
John says there are additional trends to watch for. The Internet of Things is going mainstream, with real-time data seamlessly integrating into collaboration hubs. Work graphs are set to become increasingly intuitive, enabling information and insights to be more visible. Finally, voice-first and virtual reality will infiltrate the enterprise workplace, making it more interactive and productive. For more, visit jivesoftware.com.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code radio and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Bill Martinez live.
I have further exhibits, Your Honor, but I hesitate to produce them.
Oh, I'm sure we'll be very happy to see them.
Yes, yes, yes. Produce them, Mr. Gainey. Put them here on my desk.
But, Your Honor...
Put them here on the desk.
Yes, Your Honor.
To be here to take pictures with all the children.
Yeah.
Just keep your receipts. 10 a.m. tomorrow.
10 a.m. tomorrow.
Santa's coming to town.
Yes.
Sign this for me.
Little boy now. Merry Christmas.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Welcome back, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. It's always great to have you along with us for the ride. This is Bill Martinez coming at you for more information on the show and how to connect with any one of the 280-plus affiliates we have. And you can even get us around the world via, yes, I'm talking about via shortwave as well. You know, if your rainy day fund is full, we're going to talk travel right now, okay? And you've arranged for time off from work. Your new luggage has arrived. But now what? Where do you go? More importantly, where do you stay? Do you look at a hotel, bed and breakfast, homestay rental, Airbnb? The choices just keep growing, you know, and that's a good thing, really. The landscape for consumers to book travel lodging is continuing to evolve thanks to online travel agents, or what they refer to as OTAs, like Hotwire.com, alongside peer-to-peer online marketplace and homestay networks, which have risen in popularity in recent years. Now, positive experiences with alternate accommodations like Airbnb are becoming more mainstream. Now, this has helped to increase consumer confidence in booking different types of trips. Now, these growing options have also resulted in a greater supply of available hotel rooms. Now, this surplus is good news for us travelers, as the rates to secure great lodging will be lower in 2017 than in 2016. How do you like them apples there, huh? In fact, it is expected that 2017 will be the year of
choice for booking travel lodging. Now, this is exciting news since it will enable more U.S. travelers to be slightly adventurous and allow consumers to take even more trips. That is good news. Well, Henrik Schelberg is with us right now. And Henrik, you know, thank you so much for coming on. I want to let everybody know, of course, who may not be directly familiar with you. You actually live, you breathe travel in both your professional and personal life, embodying the travel, as they say, geek spirit that is so essentially Hotwire. You lived and worked on four continents, visited more than 60 countries, speaks five languages fluently, and has flown close to 100,000 miles this year already. I mean, you could be somebody's Secretary of State here, Henrik.
Yeah, I don't know that there's anything proud to be about flying too much. It's just sitting in an airplane. But thank you for that wonderful introduction. I really appreciate it, Bill.
Well, as you state, there are so many options available for traveling today. Where do we start?
I think where we start is how consumers are getting increasingly comfortable booking all types of accommodation online. What this means is that, you know, as you see more alternate accommodation, hotels are starting to realize that they have to adapt pricing as well. So whereas a couple of years ago, you know, having sites such as Airbnb or HomeAway would not be impacting hotel pricing, now it is. That means that going to 2017, we're seeing greater and greater deals, even on hotels, because more consumers are starting to move into alternate accommodation. And that is great news for your listeners.
Well, not only rates, Henrik, what I'm starting to see, and my note to all the hotels out there, is you better take a look at your service as well. The hotels that are customer-centric are doing fine. It's the other ones that have been overloaded with consumers think that they could slack in that area. Just between you and me, I don't know if I'm bringing up a sore spot, but this has been my experience here in the last couple of years.
You are absolutely right. A few years ago, if you just had a flag at your, you know, on your hotel, so you had a well-known brand name, you could get away with murder. No more. Sites such as TripAdvisor and other, you know, review sites are making sure that the good hotels will be rewarded, and the poor performers, the ones with bad service, are not going to be able to push a high price through to you anymore. They're not going to be able to get consumers getting to their hotel anymore. So you are absolutely right. Hotels really have to make sure they offer an excellent service, no matter
what
the story.
That's all part of the value package, isn't it?
It is all part of the value package, and what you're seeing today is consumers are spending, sure, they pay attention to what star rating it is, but many people will look much more carefully at what kind of consumer reviews am I getting for this hotel?
Exactly.
Are consumers rating it as a great hotel?
Well, I can tell you, we look at consumer ratings. We're checking that out ourselves, and more we're hearing that from other people around the country. So this is a good tip. I mean, I hope that those that are in the hotel industry are hearing this conversation right now, because note to themselves in the boardroom is they better check this out to make sure they're on top of it, because you can lower the rates, but if your service is low, it's not going to do a whole bunch of good.
It's not going to do a whole bunch of goods, and actually the hotels are being coming under, you know, even more pressure, because consumers today can do things such as Grubhub. They know where to go out for local spots. These are all services hotels used to offer, and the best hotels, many of the hotels we work with, are really trying to make an effort to do a bit more than what they used to do before. So it's not enough just to offer a room, but they have to offer a nice, maybe have a nice coffee shop at the bottom of the hotel, offer a really convenient checking process. But as you look at that, when we look at our top-rated hotels, they really do offer that. And if you are a traveler, you can get a phenomenal experience at a maybe small independent hotel in New York City or Chicago and not pay top dollar for it, which is just a fabulous experience for the consumer.
Exactly. Well, we noticed that more people are turning to booking their vacations online. What benefits are they deriving to cause this kind of trend?
Well, even the people who don't book their hotels online and might go to a travel agent, many of those travel agents behind the scenes, what are they doing? They're booking it online for you. So the reason for that is online offers all the choice. So basically all hotels and all alternate accommodation today pretty much is online. The second part is you get much more information about the hotel and the destination you're going when you do it online. So the richness of content you get online just far supersedes what you can get going to an offline travel agent or the phone.
Well, Henrik, you kind of referred to this just a moment ago, and that is that people are feeling more comfortable booking online. They're finding it to be more safe if they had some trepidation about it before. The proof's in the pudding, and the experience is all very positive, it seems to be. This is why the trend to booking online is increasing, right?
Not only booking online, I would say also booking on mobile. We will see that Hotwire this year, we're going to be doing more than half of our bookings on the mobile phone. Just a few years ago, people were uncomfortable of making the actual booking on the phone, and that is no longer the case. People are not only comfortable booking online, they're also now comfortable booking on the phone on the apps that we provide.
Well, just a couple of minutes left here, Henrik. What do you foresee for 2017, the biggest changes and trends?
Biggest changes would be, look, we think that the alternate accommodation space is going to have a real impact on the hotel industry. That means lower prices for your listeners. The second big trend we're seeing is more people booking on their phones, which means people, and on the phone, people book very much last minute, and in the last minute, we have great deals. So we think consumers are going to get increasingly comfortable with just waiting with that booking to the very last minute and then scoring a deal in the last minute.
Well, that's the old business axiom. People do that which they get rewarded for. If they're getting rewarded, they're going to be doing more of the same. What about some hidden gems that you might recommend for U.S. travel this coming year?
I think always worth, as I said, looking last minute. But if I look ahead right now to holiday season, either over the Christmas weekend or New Year's Eve, New York City is looking really good New Year's Eve, Chicago as well, Austin. Even San Francisco, usually very expensive. You can score great deals. And lastly, Seattle as well. Those would be my five predictions for great deals.
Okay, final question. Where can the good folks go for more information?
I would urge them to go to hotwire.com.
Hey, it's just that simple, ladies and gentlemen. Forecast looks good for travel for us next year, so get those mobile apps working. Check it out. Online advantages are right there for us. So Heinrich Schellberg has been with us, who lives and breathes travel in both his professional and personal life, embodying, as they say, the travel geek spirit that is so essentially Hotwire. And go to hotwire.com for more information. Heinrich, thank you so much for being with us. Great ideas here. We're going to put it to work right away, buddy, let me tell you.
Thank you, Bill. Appreciate it.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America, working with home design and DIY experts Ben and Aaron Napier. Tired of serving traditional punch or eggnog for holiday celebrations? Here's a recipe that will spice up your party this season.
Here in the South, everything's hotter.
The summers, the winters, the food, even our hot chocolate. So give your next batch a little caliente boost.
Warm milk with some brown sugar, cinnamon, and cayenne pepper. Stir in semi-sweet chips until melted and finish with a splash of vanilla extract. It has just the right amount of kick to get the party started.
We do most of our holiday entertaining shopping at grocery stores and wholesale clubs. And with our Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, we earn 2% cash back. Even better, we can also earn 3% cash back on gas for the first $2,500 in combined grocery, wholesale club, and gas purchases each quarter, and 1% on all other purchases.
For more information, visit bankofamerica.com/getcashback.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
100% grass-fed beef for your health. When comparing to commercial raised, they offer more good fats while cutting the bad. Antioxidant rich, including vitamin E and C, plus beta carotene. Free of added hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs, for all of your fresh, non-cooked products, the only ingredient is 100% grass-fed beef. Go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to receive 30% off your order. Go to MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Listening to Bill Martinez live.
Good to have you with us. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. As always, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. And you want to get involved in the conversation, by all means, at BMartinezLive. Well, the global economy has made what seems like an incredible comeback after the financial crisis of 2008. The operative word here is seems. You got that? Yet, are we in the clear? A New York Times bestselling author, James Rickards, is with us, and he says no. His latest book, Road to Ruin, the Global Elite's Secret Plan for the Next Financial Crisis. James, it's always good to have you with us. How are you doing, sir?
I'm doing fine, thanks, Bill. Great to be with you.
Well, once again, you identify what is on the horizon for us economically, and you're identifying how governments around the world have been secretly preparing an alternative strategy for the next big crisis. We've been warned about this for a number of years. You're saying a lockdown is imminent. Explain to our audience what you mean by that.
What I do, Bill, I look at three crises. I look at 1998, that's when the hedge fund long-term capital management collapsed and Russia defaulted. I look at 2008, all the listeners are familiar with that. They probably lost half their 401ks in that one. Mm-hmm. And then I have a third crisis in 2018. That's an estimate. It could be tomorrow, by the way. I'm just using 2018 to keep up the 10-year tempo. And I look at the contrast. 1998, Wall Street got together and bailed out a hedge fund to save the system. We were just hours away from shutting every stock and bond exchange in the world. In 2008, the central banks got together and bailed out Wall Street. We were just days away from the sequential collapse of every major bank. In 2018, the difference is, in 1998, Wall Street bailed out a hedge fund. In 2008, central banks bailed out Wall Street. The next time, who's going to bail out the central banks? The point is, each bailout gets bigger, more dangerous than the one before. We've been able to buy time, but we haven't solved any of the basic problems. So the next time, there's going to be a difference. The last two times that I talk about, when everybody wanted their money back in a panic, the central banks printed the money and gave it to you. The next time they're going to lock down the system, they're not going to be able to print the money because their balance sheets are too stretched. They printed too much already. They're going to, money market funds are going to suspend redemptions. ATMs will be reprogrammed, so maybe you get $300 a day for gas and groceries. Banks will be closed. Exchanges will be closed. They'll say it's temporary. It might be a few months until the IMF can rise to the rescue, but it's going to be a much more extreme outcome than the last two. People are very complacent about this. There's a lot of evidence for it. We saw it in Cyprus in 2014, in Greece in 2015. We're seeing it today in India, believe it or not. Really? All the ATMs in India are shut down. There are money riots. They've taken basically the equivalent of a $5 bill or a $10 bill and said they're illegal, that your currency's no good. Not made up. I mean, again, check the headlines. Just look at India, bank crisis, and you can read all about it. So this is coming to the United States in the next crisis.
And we seem to be hearing so little about India specifically here, James. I know some people are going to hear what you just said, and exactly that's what they're going to do, is start checking this out.
Well, exactly. exactly. Imagine President Obama or President Trump, any president really, waking up in the morning, going on TV and saying, your $5 bills and your 10s and your 20s are no longer money. It's not money. Now, what you can do, you can bring them down to the bank and put them into our digital system. But now you're just set up for negative interest rates, confiscation, bank freezes. Cash is an alternative to all the things I was talking about. If you're in the digital system, you can get hacked, you can get erased, you can get frozen, you can lose money through negative interest rates. And what people can do is sort of take cash and put it in a safe place, and that's an alternative. So they have to eliminate cash in order to impose all these digital sanctions and costs on individuals. And that's what they're doing little by little. Europe just got rid of the 500 euro note. A lot of talk in the United States about getting rid of the $100 bill. You know, and they always say it's, you know, tax evaders, terrorists, and drug dealers. Yeah, they're bad guys, and they're out there. But that's not the main motivation. They really want to just be able to force you into a digital system so they can take your savings.
Then at that point, they've got control of everything, right?
Exactly. And, you know, I like to say, if you're going to slaughter cattle, you have to herd them into a pen first.
Yes.
And if you're going to slaughter savers with negative interest rates and freezes and the kinds of things I'm talking about in my book, you got to herd them into these digital pens. At one of, you know, everyone's probably at, you know, Wells Fargo or Citibank or Bank of America, one of these big banks. You think you have money, you actually don't. Money in the bank is not money. It's an unsecured liability of an occasionally insolvent financial institution. Now, sure, there's FDIC insurance, I understand that, but how good is the insurance? Insurance fund. You know, when you really walk it back and look through all the vulnerabilities here, you're extremely vulnerable. People say, I have money in the stock market. Well, no, you don't. You have stocks. But if you want money, you've got to sell them and somehow get it out of the bank. And the bank may be shut, the stock exchange may be shut, et cetera. So people need to prepare. I recommend you have 10% of your investable assets in physical gold. Keep it in a safe place, not in the bank. By the way, I'm not a gold salesman. I write and talk about it. I don't get any commissions on it. So, but I do recommend it.
And then how about cash itself? I mean, you hold on to it regardless of them saying that, you know, 20s, 10s, and 5s are no longer valid? Or what do you do?
Well, not too much. I mean, to me, it's like batteries and flashlights. I live in a part of New England that occasionally gets hit by hurricanes, and we have water and batteries and flashlight in case the power goes out. It's good to have some cash, but you have to recognize that even if your cash is in the bank, look, I've got money in the bank. I've got credit cards and debit cards just like anybody else.
Right.
I'm not completely immune from what I'm warning people about, but there are things you can do, and again, you know, I recommend gold, silver, land is a good asset, fine art. That's a little more difficult to locate, but these are things that will hold up very well in a crisis. You're not going to be able to put 100% of your portfolio in it, and for smaller savers, you know, even people with $10,000, go out and buy one American Gold Eagle coin, put it in a safe place. That'll be a little more than 10% of your investable assets, but if the banks are frozen, you know, maybe instead of one gold coin, maybe buy 50 one-ounce silver coins.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually use them in emergencies, and more importantly, they'll preserve wealth when everything else is getting locked down. And just to be clear, Bill, I don't just make these claims. This is all documented in the book. So the papers of the International Monetary Fund, the Bank for International Settlements, the Federal Reserve, they're all in the endnotes of the book. You don't have to read them. You know, hopefully people can just enjoy the book and skip the endnotes. But it's all there if you want to do more research or find the evidence for what I'm talking about. It's all available.
And, of course, some more practical ideas are spelled out in the book that'll get your creative juices going here. James, how long are we looking at? You're saying, you know, during this crisis, you seem to suggest that there will be a beginning and end to it. Will that be the case?
Yeah, look, I don't think this is the end of the world. We've been through these things before. You know, we had the Great Depression, and a lot of Americans don't know. In 1933, President Roosevelt issued an executive order and shut every bank in America, every single one. He didn't say when they were going to reopen it. It turned out to be about 8 days later, but, you know, eight days is a long time in a world of, you know, ATM and debit cards. In 1914, the New York Stock Exchange was closed for 5 months. Between 1977 and 1981, we had 50% inflation, 50. The dollar lost half its purchasing power in just a short 5-year period. So these things have all happened before. People, you know, memories are short. People don't necessarily know economic history. That's fine. I try to bring it to them in my books and explain that all these things have happened before. The setup is there. They will happen again. And it could happen tomorrow. I sort of hypothesized maybe 2018 because it was 10 years between the last two crises, 98 and 2008. Go out 10 more years to 2018. But the warning is it could happen tomorrow. The system is unstable. And by the way, it doesn't matter. I like to say when you're in an earthquake doesn't care if you're a Democrat or a Republican.
Exactly.
In other words, it doesn't really matter who the president is. That matters for other reasons. But this is systemic. This is global. This is bigger than the policy of the White House. And when it happens, it's going to affect whoever happens to be in the White House.
Well, it could have an effect on how fast we get out of it, don't you think?
Well, yeah, it does. By the way, it's not too late to prevent it. I just give it very low odds. For example, President Trump could reinstate Glass-Steagall. That was the law. It was actually the law for 67 years, from 1933 to 1999, that separated commercial and investment banking. We could get rid of most derivatives, except, you know, maybe the Chicago futures exchanges are fine, but these over-the-counter, off-balance sheet derivatives. Break up the big banks. Take J.P. Morgan, break it up into the five big banks that it used to be, you know, Chase and Chemical and all that. These would all be safety measures. It's kind of like if you have a ship and you have holes, you can punch a hole in the ship and one section will fill up, but the ship won't sink because you have these watertight compartments.
Exactly.
That's what we need to do in banking, build these watertight compartments so we don't sink the whole system. But unfortunately, we don't have them.
Well, Jim, again here in these final moments, remind people of the three most important things they could do that you cited in your book, The Road to Ruin. Let's recount that one more time. Let's summarize it. What are the three most important things we could do for this upcoming crisis to protect ourselves?
You need to get some assets out of the digital system. And again, I recommend gold or silver. You know, for smaller amounts, silver is fine. For much larger amounts, gold will preserve wealth. Land, fine art. Also, be attentive, see it coming. If you do have a lot of cash in the bank, that may be fine in the short run, but we'll see this coming. Well, you know, I saw it in 2008. In 2007, I went down and warned the Treasury about it. Unfortunately, the warnings are being ignored. So that's actually why I started writing my book, so I could kind of get warnings out to everyday Americans.
Well, James, we really appreciate the book and the insight. It is The Global Elite Secret Plan for the Next Financial Crisis. In his book, Road to Ruin, James Rickard presents his prediction for the next financial crisis. Instead of printing money to reliquify markets and prop up assets, governments are preparing to close banks, shut down exchanges, and order powerful asset managers not to sell. And as he pointed out already, this has been done. So this is not something that already has not been in the works. The trajectory is there. So we just need to be forewarned and be prepared. Right, James?
That's right, and that's it's all in the book, and it's documented, and I hope people enjoy it.
Well, that's great.
Thank you.
And the book is available at all the usual places?
Yeah, bookstores, independent bookstores, Barnes & Noble, Amazon, and again, I hope people enjoy it.
James Rickard, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, James.
Thank you.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to
to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Attention, sir.